Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW The Rock of Seattle.
KISW presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
As you know, Todd's got over 25 years of experience in financial services. So, I mean, you need to know anything about your money and what you can do with it. Todd is the man. And don't forget BECU. It is a great credit union. It does so much more for you than a regular bank. And it also does the stuff that a regular bank does do for you. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, you can be a part of BECU. Just go to BECU.org. And whatever questions you got, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
All right, we got a text message, actually a few text messages. Someone said, hey, Todd, should I pay off my student loan debt first or max out my 401k every year? I'm 34. I have roughly $80,000 left in student loan debt.
Oy, oy, oy. It's a lot.
That's a great question.
That's why
I'm kind of curious what the interest rate is on the student loan debt. Does he say in there at all?
No, he does not.
Well, I guess, first of all, and he's 34, so we got a lot of time on our hand. I would say, number one, make sure if you have a company match, it's a given that you want to take that first. So if they match 2%, 3% on the first, 4 to 6% of your money, that's free money. So everybody, no matter what, should be taking that because you're just leaving it on the table. Outside of that, I would compare kind of what interest rate are you paying on that student loan debt? $84,000 is a lot. If it's in that 5-7% range, you might want to make a plan on kind of getting that paid off ASAP, and then slowly increase what you can get, hopefully you can get that paid off and then go back to the 401k. Or maybe there's a balance in between here where we can put a little to the 401k and then a little to the student loan. But either way, I guess my objective would be, let's see what we can do to reduce our expenses overall so we can do both. Get the student loan paid off and contribute to the 401k.
Damn, that's a lot of money for that student loan, though.
It is. One thing we don't know is what that, student loan debt can be a good debt if you make it work for you. And we don't know what his profession is, his or her profession. So it depends how much money we're going to be making on the other end. Just going to depend how fast we can get that paid off.
So what you mean is if your college education can really launch you into a good career and a lot, mm-hmm. and you'll make good money, then that's what you mean by good debt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, obviously, on the extreme end, as a doctor or a dentist, something like that, where you're going to be making, you're paying up front for a lot of money on the back end, or potentially an attorney. But again, so that $84,000, what are we doing with that? Are we a basket weaving class, or are we something else?
Dude, so grad school for basket weaving is not cheap. I'm telling you that. I'm still paying my loans for that.
Yeah, but Steve, you make great baskets.
Thank
Let's
you.
Not, I mean, I don't think that's wasted. That's a great talent. 206.
Yeah, so that's what we don't know what the income side of the house is. So, yep.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. If you have any questions for Todd, just, either call us or text us. And don't forget, man, BECU is a great place. You can also get in touch with Todd there, too. You can give him an email and just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face.
Text message from Ashley speaking to 401k stuff. She says, I'm from Eatonville, and I recently was able to get a 401k through work. 29 years old, and I figure it's a great time to start. They offer regular 401k or a Roth 401k. I opted for the Roth, thinking that having taxes taken out now while I'm working is a better option. What's your opinion?
Yay, I love it. 29 years old and a Roth, the money's going to grow tax-free. You'll never owe the IRS money on that ever again. Absolutely love it, and I wish everybody would do that.
Is there any time in your life where a Roth doesn't make sense, Todd?
Well, I mean, it's if you think, yes, there can be, BJ. As you get older, it certainly does play a factor, and then but a lot of that, it still can make sense when you get older. It depends. You kind of have to project out, what your tax bill is going to look like in retirement, and or do you want to leave money to heirs? And so what are your goals with that money? And yeah, if you're 70 years old, your life expectancy is another 25 years. And yeah, well, I mean, obviously you wouldn't make sense to do that, even though, I guess you potentially could if you're working, but the older you get, it probably leans more towards not doing the Roth, but that's not always the case, I guess. But at 29 or even in your 30s, it's for the most part, it's a no-brainer to do the Roth.
We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. You got any financial questions? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Dude, this one, I can't even believe it. So this person's 17 years old and is already thinking smart with their money, which is just not my world. But it says, I'm 17. I'm looking for a good index fund to invest in. Any recommendations?
That's awesome. Hats off to they even know what an index fund is.
I don't even know what an index fund is. I was hoping that I wasn't screwing this up by saying it.
I'm a little lost on that myself.
just to kind of give you guys an index fund, there's either an index fund or it's a managed fund. So an index fund, and there's many hundreds of them, but they're going to follow the market. So the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the global market, and they're passive funds, which means that they don't have an active manager. That's actively buying and selling the stocks in the portfolio. They're purely following an index, and with that comes the benefit of low costs. And so, index funds are awesome. I would say most of the time they always outperform active managed funds year over year.
So Todd, explain this to me, because I know that obviously managed funds, they buy different companies. I mean, at some point you're investing in some company. So how are you investing in companies if you're just investing in the index? My brain doesn't get that.
Okay, so let's say you buy the S&P 500 index.
Right.
So there's 500, right? Standard & Poor's 500. There's 500 companies in that. So that fund is going to own a weighted average of those 500 companies.
So but what happens if somebody drops out of the 500 and some new company enters the 500, or does that ever happen?
Then they do have to sell that company and buy the other one, like what happened to Tesla not too long ago, right? Somebody dropped out, Tesla came in, so the fund had to adjust. But that's not a passive, or that's passive. That's not active managing. It's not saying, okay, Amazon's doing great, we're going to overweight in Amazon, and we're going to underweight in something else. That's the active management. What passive is just saying, we're going to do the weighted average, and it's going to stay that way. And we're not going to continue to buy and sell. So those you can get those funds for 3, 4, 5 basis points
a
year.
So since we're talking about that, is there a special kind of person that would want to do managed over index, or is there a benefit to either one? Because since you brought it up, you know, I feel like, you know, the stock market, the S&P, the Dow, they look like they do pretty good. I mean, if you're talking about over the last 50, 60 years. So, I mean, why would I not want to do an index fund as opposed to managed?
Well, I would say I'm speaking for myself, I only do index funds, but managed funds, there are some fund managers that have been at it for a long time, know what they're doing. They can tend to be a little less volatile in the short term. So because the index is not going to necessarily sell out if things go bad for a particular company or whatnot. So you might see a little less volatility with a managed fund, and that fund manager is at the wheel. So if things go awry, they sell. But the problem is when things come back, they don't buy quick enough. I'm not going to say that active managed funds are not something you shouldn't consider, but all I can tell you is that most fund managers will not, especially in the long term, will not outperform index funds, and they cost more, much more than index funds.
Oh, damn. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We got Todd Peach from BECU.org.
Got a couple of texts asking about house stuff. This person says, I've been pre-approved for a home loan and I'm currently house hunting. What's your opinion on purchasing short sale homes?
I have no problem, you know, with a short sale home. I think that the same rules apply. What are you paying? What's the condition of the home? Where's it located? Location is the key, right? A short sale doesn't mean anything about the home. It just means where the financial situation of the seller. I have no issues whatsoever with a short sale. Again, you're just looking at the price, the quality of the home, where it's located. You're walking through the same steps and decision making process as you would with any house.
Okay, well, this text says, my wife and I are trying to buy a house right now. We're using an FHA loan, and it's super hard to find a house. It seems like nobody wants to sell through an FHA loan. Any advice? We're looking in South Pierre County. Also, we have about $4,500 in earnest money and $5,000 additional down for our offers.
Well, I mean, I don't know that a loan is a loan closed, but I think with a hot market right now, cash offers will probably bubble to the top. So I don't have any specific advice. I would say, you know, housing here locally and throughout the U.S. right now, homes are getting multiple offers.
Mm-hmm.
I would talk to your real estate agent and ask, you know, why are we missing out? What can we do? Maybe it's being more competitive on your offers. One thing that I always recommend to folks is, if you have a house that you're putting an offer in, is accompany it with a letter or a video on why you want that house. Make your offer stand out amongst the other offers that homeowner is getting. If the homeowner's emotionally, they own their house for a long time, they're going to probably pay attention to who's buying that house and what that's going to look like in the future.
Well, I'll tell you, man, it's amazing that that's where we are, because, when I bought my home and when I remember buying homes, you never had to go through that rigmarole. It's like, hey, I got the money. Can I buy your house? But it's amazing just how it is a seller's market right now. And
it's crazy, Jay. I mean, multiple offers over the, asking price is now the starting price for bidding prices in many markets.
Crazy.
It can't go forever. Can't go on forever. I don't know how long it'll last, but, it's not sustainable for the long term.
Well, we've run out of time with Todd, but that doesn't mean you cannot contact him with any of your questions. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Click on that, they'll send you an email link, and if Todd can help you, he will. And BECU, man, that's what they're all about. They help out all their members. And if you want to be a member, it's pretty simple. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school in Washington State. BECU help you with your banking, try to help you with all aspects of your financial life if they can. And again, it's BECU.org. Todd, good hearing from you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ. You too, man.
one of the most iconic child stars of all time, is now making his own strain of weed.
Awesome.
Who is it? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Big news, Urkel's in the pot game, everybody.
Finally.
Wow.
Big news. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, Jaleel White, who, of course, you know, is known for that iconic role as Urkel on the TV show Family Matters. He's in the weed game, launching It's Purple. That's the new cannabis line he's developed. And Forbes magazine was doing an interview with him. And he said, look, people have been doing Purple Urkel, this bootleg strain, for a long time.
I didn't even know that was a bootleg strain.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, but they've been using his image and everything on this bootleg strain. So how about, you know, like Jaleel is like, you know what I need to have? Come on, man. I mean, if someone's making money off this, it should be me.
Yeah, I guess you can't beat him. Join him.
He said, the thing that's always stood out to me was there was no clear brand leader for Fire Purple Weed, which I don't even know what he's talking about, but but he obviously does. And he said, look, it made no sense to me that no one of significance had claimed this lane. So why not me?
And I think BJ, Fire means like, it's like that's like popular. Like it's really good. It's hot. Like that's a good purple weed.
Oh, yeah, fire is like, not like, oh, it's just like an adjective. Oh, all right. Right. So oh,
it's not like a smoky flavor or anything like that.
No, it's like that album was fire.
Yeah.
Or that outfit is fire.
How do I not know that? You know me, I'm always on fleek with all my words.
Get on TikTok.
Well, the fact that you still use fleek is evident why.
Yeah.
You're pretty much.
Okay, so now I'm fire. Okay, all right. Oh, you're fire. How do I do it? You're
just
fire?
Use the fire emojis on everything.
Yeah, this is a tough one. You're fire. No, doesn't work.
No, that's not how they are. Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Which I think like other child stars that should transition into selling like marijuana-based products. First one I think of is Cockroach from, was he on the Cosby Show?
Yes, he was, yeah.
He's got a great name for it.
That's what I'm saying. Like he has his own joints, the Cockroach Roaches.
Like, that's a good, I like that. That's, you know what? I think it's fantastic that Jaleel's getting into business because, you know, some of these guys don't like to use their iconic childhood stuff. You know, like Urkel was, you know, considered a character that some people might not want to, you know, when they're 30, 40, 50 years old. I don't want to be known like Jimmy Walker never wanted to be known as J.J. Walker from Good Times. But I think, hey, use it to sell whatever you want to sell. What a brilliant idea.
I feel like Jaleel White's always had a pretty good sense of humor about things. I mean, I don't know if he's like necessarily running around going, did I do that all the time? But I mean, I'd imagine that he's not like a jerk about it.
Did I smoke that?
Did I smoke that? That's the commercial right there.
That's what he really needs to do, man.
Oh, you know who else would be good from Growing Pains? Boner.
Yeah, but should he be selling what? Well, should he be selling like Viagra?
Is Boner the Stoner.
Well, if all of a sudden it's like, here, new to whatever, come to the cannabis store and you can get boner weed. And it's like, what the hell is that? I need it.
Yeah, Boner the Stoner weed. I like this.
Boner the Stoner.
Okay, that works out.
Who else?
How about, so here's what he says his weed tastes like. And this is nuts. He goes, it's purple, which is Jaleel White, Urkel's new weed. Came up with it during the pandemic. He goes, to smoke the end result from such a quality pod has been surreal. I feel a little bit like Willy Wonka. The flavor came out to so similar to grape candy. So his weed is like grape candy? Well, I never heard of such a thing.
I love grape. So give me some of that.
Wow. I mean, I've never had anything that reminded me of any kind of candy. So that's all right.
See, I've heard a lot of people, like, they'll be like, oh, this weed has like a hint of, and back in my stoner days, I just never noticed that. I was like, granted, this is a long time ago, so maybe things have improved since then, but I was just like, it's just weed, man.
That's what I hear. Weed's gotten way better.
Yeah, it's more refined.
Yes. Oh, dude, it's going to be like wine. I think in 50 years, you know, when finally everybody's on the legal bandwagon, you are going to see, what do they call that? The concierge? Who's the wine guy at every restaurant?
Sommelier?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
they have bartenders.
Well, they're gonna have a weed all year. You know, like you're gonna go to
weed all year.
Whatever you're gonna,
yeah. I don't know.
There's gonna be fancy smoke rooms. I bet you know, like where if you like fancy restaurants, and we'll go to the weed room and talk to our weed all year.
So I'm gonna just try and keep it real and just like have like the box wine version of weed and just keep it like, you know, twigs and berries, baby.
That's your twigs and berries.
Those days, the old days. I'm just looking at the packaging for Urkel's thing though. It's pretty cool looking, man. I don't know if that's his head, like a. Or like an artistic rendition of his head.
Oh, totally.
That is fantastic. Yeah, that looks great. Oh, and it looks good. It's good packaging.
Yeah. I mean, they got Seth Rogen doing it now. He's a part of it. Of course, Willie Nelson's got his own line.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, really, all these. Urkel's the one, you know, Jaleel White's the one that surprises me. I did not know that he was into this. Now, granted, if you've got like the purple Urkel, that makes sense. But he himself, I feel like he's been a connoisseur for a while.
Yeah. It sounds like he's been like talking about weed for years.
Isn't Mike Tyson selling or has his own weed or something?
He has like a farm now or something and does a podcast. Like
hot boxing with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he is all in on all of it.
A podcast. I like that. So Jaleel needs to get into that business. He needs to be doing podcasts.
See, Tyson's the ultimate salesperson because he's like, look, I once bit a person's ear off. I once threatened a reporter that I was going to blank them till they loved me. I also threatened someone with saying I was going to eat their children. And now I smoke weed and I'm pretty chill. So clearly it works well.
He is the poster child for weed. You're right, Steve. He's turned his life around. And he seems like the most, the most chill and cool guy. I mean, and I haven't heard a bad word about him in a long time.
One text even brought up a good one. Rob Van Dam, a wrestler. He's just got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And he was always known for having like airbrush tights that said 420 on it or pop.
Oh, yeah.
He has his own rolling papers now.
Ah, it's good, man. It's good when you extend your brand like that.
See, I'm just thinking of more like sitcom characters, and immediately I went, maybe because he just seems like a stoner, but Joey from Friends.
Oh yeah.
Like,
smoke my weed and go, whoa.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's the other guy, Joey Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. It's the weed is like, after you smoke this weed, you got to ask yourself, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, weed?
Yeah.
You can have the smelly cat weed.
Oh yeah. I mean, they do have,
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, then.
Or if somebody needs to just take a break from the day, it's like, we were on a break, weed.
Oh.
No?
Jeez. Oh, we are getting deep into Friends world now.
Yeah, we are. The person I was thinking was Macaulay Culkin, and it could be, well, if you're home alone and you got nothing to do, smoke some green.
Yeah, have his little face thing with a joint coming out of it.
Yeah.
They probably don't want to have an image of a child, though, smoking weed.
Well, I can be older than that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? An image of a child smoking weed would be wrong? All right, fine.
So you brought up a good point. With Jaleel White's weed, he could have the sativa could be Urkel, and the indica could be Stefan, because remember he had the alter ego, Stefan Urkel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you know what? I think it's brilliant. And again, because people have been calling it Purple Urkel, I'm glad that he's going to finally start getting in this and making some cash. Because, you know, come on, people have been making money off of his name. Why not?
Somebody says Squint from The Sandlot has his own weed called Squint with a Z.
Really? Okay.
So he changed the name to spelling just enough so he can get away with it, I wonder?
Probably.
And then, of course, let's not forget locally. I mean, what, Sean Kemp, doesn't he have, I don't know if it's a line of weed, but then he just opened up like a weed store.
Oh, I don't think I knew about this, Steve.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, Sean Kemp's Cannabis. I don't think I
remember us talking about it. Wow, what's it called?
Sean Kemp's Cannabis.
Wow, why is this?
God, and it's absolutely him. The website is green and white, and it's him. It's an outline of him dunking.
It's an awesome mural right on the side of the store as well.
It's a frustrating world because it's still a federal crime. So, like, if you really want to be a business person and really get into something that you think is going to be amazing, which, of course, I think the weed business is only going to grow and grow and grow and grow. But unfortunately, it's still a federal offense. And therefore, you could get effed by the government, which is why a lot of people don't invest in that business. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would figure that out on the federal level because, you know, somebody would put their heart and soul. I know some people that have put their heart and soul into opening up legitimate businesses, which are legal in our state and not other states, and they've been effed by the government. And I just think it's such BS.
Dude, the Sean Kemp store looks awesome. Just really visually cool. Like, just the inside of it looks nice and fancy with big, like, Kemp jersey in there as well. Giant mural on the side of the building.
Yeah, listen, man, you know, and people love that, dude. Why not buy his weed, right?
I mean, the giant mural has him with the Sonics jersey, of course, that has number 40 on there. I think they needed to, like, get creative license and change his number to 420 for the mural.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you might as well have some fun with it.
Yeah. Missed or at least put the there. 2 somewhere, you know, like maybe a little arrow pointing up with a 2 between the 4 and the 0.
Oh, yeah, just kind of squeeze it in there.
Yeah, that
would be probably cool. Trying to be fancy and stuff.
Pardon me.
Fancy.
All of us fancy people. All right, we had a study that was done, and they asked people to name the best and worst surprises you can get. So I'm going to see how you guys feel, because I got the top 10 best, and then we have the worst as well. But all right, going around with all you fine individuals, what's the best surprise you think you could get?
A free meal.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm trying to think realistic. Of course, the best surprise would be someone be like, hey, I just paid your house off.
Right. Oh, that would be the best surprise.
Right?
Can we have that, please?
Yeah, these are more realistic, Steve.
Okay,
so yeah, you're on the right track. And I don't know why a free meal isn't on this list, but somebody just taking you out to a restaurant going, hey, listen, let's go to a restaurant, it's on me. Dude, that's a great surprise. It always is.
Or times where you've been to a restaurant and been very fortunate where someone's like, oh, you know, this is on us. For whatever reason, because it's like just a token of nice gesture. It has nothing to do with like work stuff. It's just like, they're just like, you know what? We got this one. And I'm like, damn, that's awesome.
It is super awesome.
I should have ordered more food if I knew
right.
that.
I would say, you know, just, you know, maybe grabbing an old coat or jeans or something and finding like a 20 in the pocket.
There you go.
It's like winning the mini lotto at that point.
Yeah, randomly finding money is the greatest surprise for a lot of people, you know, whether it be on the street, in your pocket. And I'm thinking, what, like $20?
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a quarter, and even I don't know if people even say a quarter anymore. It used to be like, you know, 25 cents. It would be amazing as a kid who would buy comics that were that price back then, and I'd be finding that going, woo, Spider-Man, here I come.
I remember the first week walking to school in junior high, I found $20 just walking there. And so for the rest of the year, I walked to school just for the chance that I had to maybe get another $20.
And $20 was a lot back then.
Oh, it was so much.
Yeah. The other day, I found $10 underneath my car, and I was like, this is incredible.
Nice.
I was like, my day has just gotten so much better.
That's just 2 cups of coffee is really all it is, but still.
I know. It's not even a value meal anymore.
Aww.
Was it at your house or somewhere else?
It was under my car.
Like under your car, but where you parked
under
your
car seat, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, under your car. Yeah, I thought for sure you were like in a parking lot.
Yeah, me too.
My bad. Like, it was under my car after I ran over an ATM. I mean, but it was all by luck.
It's all in the up and up, though. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter how it happened. Luck is luck, my friend. Yeah. All right, so we got randomly finding money is number one. Vicky, how about you? What's something that you would find as the best surprise?
When you come home and everything that you had planned to do, all the chores and everything, is already done.
Oh, man.
Like stuff crossed off your to-do list, like somebody helping you without having to ask, basically.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. But I guess we could probably kind of... No, it's not. I don't...
Not even close.
No, it's not. It's too bad because I think Vicky's got a point,
it's
man.
It's solid,
if you get home and all your stuff, like all the chores you thought you had to do are done... That is pretty sweet, but we got canceled plans, so you can relax. That's number 9.
Oh, that's my... Well, it was my favorite.
All the plans
got canceled.
Right. Now, here's something that I'm surprised. Number 2, I think a lot of people don't like. and that is surprise parties. And I'm thinking the literal, like, where all of a sudden people jump out and go, surprise! I hear people hate those.
That's still like a I hope one day happens thing.
Same.
I've never had a surprise party, and like I'm not going to put any pressure on you know the missus to do it. But like if it did happen, I'd be pretty pumped. I came home and it was like one of those surprise. I've been a part of a surprise party, and man, my adrenaline is through the roof. Like I'm ready. I could like probably lift a car because I'm just so jacked. I'm like, yeah, surprise! It's so cool. But I've never had one for me.
Wow. Yeah, I think I've been part of one too, but I don't think I've ever had one.
Damn, Steve, you were really excited for that.
I love surprise parties.
Like the biggest inception for you, I think, for the excitement factor would be somebody planning a surprise party. You're in on it, but then the surprise being the surprise party is for you.
Oh, that's total inception.
I mean, that's a whole circular thing, but you would have the excitement of the buildup, and then it's for you.
And then I'm like waiting for the person to come out through the door, and they're like, it's actually for you, and they turn around, and it's like a giant spread of sushi on the table.
Okay, sushi. That's good to know, right?
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Okay, perfect.
You're how about this surprise one? Party? I don't want to do it.
The texter says, surprise sex. It's always the best, unless you're in jail.
Whoa! Surprise.
Not on the list. Shocking. Yeah. Not
so
on the list.
Steve understands this one, finding a payout from a wrestling thing that you did that you misplaced and forgot about. Yeah, in wrestling, usually at the end of the night, they hand out envelopes with the money that you get paid for wrestling. And sometimes you just take it and you pop it in like your wrestling gear bag and you forget. There's been times where I'm like, there's an envelope, but there's nothing worse when you think it's unsealed and then you realize you already took the money out.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, it's probably another randomly finding money, even, yep. You know, yeah. Because, I mean, because you probably put the money there in the first place, no matter where you randomly found it, unless it was in the street.
True.
And money is the big one for number three, finding out you're getting money back on your taxes, which it used to be a game that I could play because I didn't care. But then when I started, like, you know, getting a financial advisor, I know. I always know pretty much what I'm going to do. There's going to be no surprise.
See, I'm on the other side. I still don't care. So I always get those, like, tax returns, and I am stoked, man. That's how we're getting some landscaping done in our house because of that.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah,
good
baby.
For you.
Pretty pumped.
I can tell.
Yeah. See, good on you, my friend. You know what? You're making sure that you're always getting money back. I miss those days.
Yeah. Come on, join the ignorant side.
I really do. Well, you're right, because it was such a great time to go, oh my gosh, now I just know, you know, it's like, hey, you're getting, I'm like, no, I'm not getting anything back. I still got to pay these bums.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's good because I'm actually saving money in my own savings account rather than the government having it, but still. Right. You're right. It's still a great feeling to just go, look at this.
You're doing it the right way. I'm doing it the fun way.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I think whatever little bit of interest I'm getting with maybe 5 or 6 cents, who knows? Yeah, I probably should be doing it your way. All right. They got engagements and proposals and pregnancies.
Pregnancies, great surprise.
Yeah.
Well, it
depends on your situation.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's a one-night stand, not so great of a surprise 9 months later.
Well, I mean, yeah. if you get a free ticket to go to Maury, I think maybe that's a nice surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You at least get a trip out of
Steve,
it.
Steve, you are not the father.
Woo!
Okay. Just thought I'd let you know. I don't know. Of Lulu.
You're not the father of Lulu. I was going to say, he's not the real father of Lulu.
You're not the father of Lulu.
But I am the sweet recipient of a free trip from Maury Povich.
Really?
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. All right. Well, let's see. Some of the worst experiences, quickly, obviously bills that are higher than you thought.
Oh, dude, there's been times where I'm like, okay, I think this is going to cost us X amount of dollars. And then we get like the invoice or like the envelope and you open it up and you're like, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah,
I miscalculated this. Or like doctors, I mean, I think like insurance is going to cover more than it does. And I'm like, oh, it looks pretty good. And I realize, oh, that's just the first doctor's appointment. There's still the big one still coming. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so effed.
Yeah. Here's one you're going to love, Steve. You get to look forward to this. And that is hearing your kid break something.
Yeah, she hasn't broke anything yet, thank you.
Well, not yet. But, you know, she's got a lot of years.
It's bound to happen.
I've seen her with that Swiffer, dude. It's going to be a blast.
She's dangerous with that thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, so those are just some of the worst things you know.
Ooh, I see one, though, I agree with. Finding out your pet had an accident in the house. The worst is when you're wearing your socks and you step in it.
Yes, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, why is my foot, like, warm and wet? And you're like, son of a...
Yeah, no, thank you.
Right.
I'm so happy I don't live that anymore. That was a beating.
I'd always much rather our dog drop a number two in the house than a number one.
Oh, yeah, those are a lot easier to clean up.
It's easy to pick up.
Yeah.
It's minimal. But the number one, you're just like, this sucks, especially if you step in it.
Oh, dude, and the absorption and the whole work of doing that, especially if it's on a carpet.
Yeah, that carpet's done. Those socks are done.
Everything's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon in what year of the 60s?
1969.
Yes.
Nice. You're so mature.
We surely are. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.